Gaga.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from RBC Wealth Management, where financial advisors aim to provide customized advice to bring their clients' ideas of performance to life. Learn more at rbcwealthmanagement.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. There's a little tune by composer Rudolf Szyszynski called Vienna, City of My Dreams. And we listen to the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, conductor Eric Kunzel, and violinist Robert McDuffie on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. There is some more classical music for you as we enter the afternoon hours. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to be with you, as always, to keep music going here on a Thursday afternoon. Guitarists Angel and Caledonia Romero have a Spanish dance a little later for us, a mazurka by Enrique Granados. The Hong Kong Philharmonic as well, they'll be along for a violin suite, a suite concertante by Cesar Cui. That and much more still to come. We'll settle back next and enjoy the Italian ensemble I Musici and Concerto Grosso No. 5 in D, music by George Friedrich Handel, next on KPR. Music by George Friedrich Handel, Concerto Grosso No. 5 in D major, as performed by the members of I Musici, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. In just a few short minutes, we'll have along the Hong Kong Philharmonic for a violin suite by Russian composer Cesar Cui. That and much more still to come on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former archivist of the United States, Colleen Shogan, and Pulitzer Prize-winning author Beverly Gage, June 29th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org and the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart. Here on the KU campus, cloudy skies and a little light rain and 71 degrees at the moment. Today it's warming up to 79. We have a 40% chance of more showers for today. Tonight should be clear with lows around 58. And for your Juneteenth, a sunny day with highs in the mid-80s. A chance of showers for tomorrow evening. We've got some great guitarists up next. Angel and Caledonia Romero. And music by Enrique Granados, the ninth Spanish dance. This one is a mazurka, a sort of waltz variation, next on KPR. Spanish Dance No. 9, or Mazurka, by Enrique Granados, performed by guitarists Angel and Caledonia Romero on Kansas Public Radio. 12:37 is the time, and at the top of the hour we'll have NPR News. Later on tonight at 7, we have Classics Live for your Thursday evening. Tonight on the program, Tom Aber has mastered the bass and contralto clarinets. Pair him with the Casey Brookside String Quartet, and you'll have a fascinating classical concert, including a fantasy quintet just for that scoring by York Bowen, a 20th century composer. Hear their Doreen Morande recital tonight at 7 p.m. during Classics Live on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, where the Pony Express began and Jesse James met his end. More information at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com. Produced in cooperation with Visit Missouri. We're ready for the Hong Kong Philharmonic Orchestra. I have something for you now by Russian composer Cesar Cui, 19th century Russian composer who was one member of the so-called Five, or Mighty Handful, a group that included Mili Balakirev, Mussorgsky, Borodin, and Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. And like Rimsky-Korsakov, Cesar Cui had a career as a Russian military officer before turning to music. What we'll listen to is a suite concertante for violin or Violin Concerto with Takako Nishizaki playing with the Hong Kong Philharmonic, led by Kenneth Schermerhorn, on Kansas Public Radio. From Russian composer Cesar Cui, we heard Suite Concertante, or Violin Concerto, played by the Hong Kong Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Kenneth Schermerhorn, and violinist Takako Nishizaki on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m. Coming up in the next hour of music, a little American chamber music, as well as the Fifth Symphony by Jean Sibelius. That and more still to come.
Next time on Prairie R2.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210CR in Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Are not there. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. With small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning with something for you from the tango master, Astor Piazzolla, and his Meditango, played by the Moscow Chamber Orchestra, conductor Konstantin Orbelian, and saxophonist Federico Mondelci on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon, welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson, and I have some more classical music for a Thursday afternoon. The Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra has a Finnish symphony, Symphony No. 5, by Jean Sibelius, in just a little while. That's where we'll spend most of our time in this 1 p.m. hour. That and much more is on the way. Thanks for being with us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. Continue with a little bit of American chamber music for cello and piano. I have something for you here from composer John Knowles Payne, who was born in Maine in 1839. He was one of the 19th century American composers group known as the Boston Six that included the likes of Amy Beach, Arthur Foote, Horatio Parker, and George Whitefield Chadwick. He grew up in a very musical family in Maine. His grandfather, father, and uncles all were music teachers, and his grandfather was apparently also an instrument maker and built the very first pipe organ in the state of Maine. John himself would go on to become a member of the Harvard Faculty for Music. We'll listen here to Romanza and Humoresque for cello and piano, played by Jules Eskin and pianist Virginia Eskin on Kansas Public Radio. There you had Jules and Virginia Eskin playing cello and piano, respectively, in a Romanza and Humoresque for cello and piano, chamber music by American composer John Knowles Payne on KPR. 1:25 is the time. We've got classical music to enjoy till 3 this afternoon. And tonight, after all things considered, Classics Live is at 7 p.m. tonight with clarinetist Tom Aber. That and much more still to come. Today on Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from University Press of Kansas. Marking its 80th year, the nonprofit press publishes books in American history, politics, military, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. And Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com. Next on KPR, we're ready to bring you the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra. You know that you're a big deal in your home country when the government declares your birthday a national holiday. That was the case for composer Jean Sibelius in the year 1915, the year that he turned 50, and the Finnish government declared that day, the 8th of December in 1915, to be a national holiday. And for the festivities, Sibelius had a new symphony prepared, Symphony No. 5 in E-flat major, which we'll hear with the Finnish Radio Symphony, conducted by Jukka-Pekka Sarasate on Kansas Public Radio. Symphony No. 5 in E-flat major by Jean Sibelius, composed in the year 1915 for the occasion of Sibelius' 50th birthday, an occasion that had been declared a national holiday by the Finnish government. And there we heard the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra, Jukka-Pekka Sarasate, the conductor. It is almost 2 p.m., and stay tuned next for NPR News. Classics continue in the next hour, where we've got a Mozart piano sonata and a piano concerto by Clara Schumann. That and much more still to share with you. Stay with us on KPR. All things considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org.
NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra, Andras Lenard, the conductor, in a little tune by French composer Georges Bizet. We heard from Jeux d'enfants, or the Children's Games, a march from Children's Games on Kansas Public Radio. Happy to have you along today. I'm Jeff Watson, and I've got a little more classical music between now and 3 p.m. Some piano creations in the 2 p.m. hour, such as soloist Mitsuko Uchida later with a Mozart piano sonata, Sonata No. 5, as well as Clara Schumann and her piano concerto. That's with the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra, also still to come on a Thursday afternoon. Thanks for being with us today. We have for you next the Bamberg Symphony, conductor Klaus-Peter Flohr, and a concert overture from Mendelssohn from 1828, inspired by the poetry of Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. This is known as the Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage Overture here on KPR. That recording of the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra, conductor Klaus-Peter Flohr, and a concert overture, one written by Felix Mendelssohn in 1828, the Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage Overture on Kansas Public Radio. 20 minutes into our 2 p.m. hour of the classics, and on the way is the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra. In the second half of the hour, they'll bring us the piano concerto by Clara Schumann. That's still to come here on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haynes and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, available wherever you get your podcasts. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former archivist of the United States, Colleen Shogan, and Pulitzer Prize-winning author Beverly Gage, June 29th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Right now on the KU campus, cloudy skies, and it's 72 degrees. Not getting much warmer than that this afternoon. Tonight should be mostly clear, a low of 58. For our Juneteenth, we'll have a sunny day with temperatures in the mid-80s, and tomorrow night, a low of 65, 20% chance of showers. We're a little overdue for the music of Mozart. We have some for you now. One of the sonatas, one written in 1774. A busy year for Mozart, that was. Around the time, he was busy at work writing his violin concertos and spending time in Munich, seeing to the production of one of his operas. And in the middle of all of that, he found time to just write down this piano sonata in G major, Sonata No. 5, played for us here by pianist Mitsuko Uchida on Kansas Public Radio. Some Mozart for a Thursday afternoon is Piano Sonata No. 5 in G major, written in 1774 and played today by pianist Mitsuko Uchida on Kansas Public Radio. 2:36 now, and at 3 p.m., time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, Classics Live is at 7 p.m., and on the program tonight, Tom Aber has mastered the bass and contralto clarinets. Pair him with the Casey Brookside String Quartet, and you'll have a fascinating classical concert, including a fantasy quintet just for that scoring by York Bowen, a 20th century composer. Hear their Doreen Morande recital tonight at 7. Classics Live from 7 to 8 p.m. And then catch an hour of the classics from 8 to 9 with host Kay McIntyre. That's all tonight on Kansas Public Radio. Tonight should be mostly clear, lows of about 58 degrees, and tomorrow's a sunny day with highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 65, 20% chance of showers, and looks like a pretty good chance of showers and possibly thunderstorms on Saturday. We have more music for piano, as well as orchestra, to bring you. A concerto, one written by Clara Schumann, wife of Robert Schumann, but the concerto that we'll hear was written when she was still known as Clara Weick. Long before her marriage, she was 13 years of age when she wrote her piano concerto in 1835. In a concert that had been conducted by none other than Felix Mendelssohn, with Clara as the soloist. We'll hear her piano concerto in A minor, the Tasmanian Symphony, led by Howard Shelley, who was also our pianist in this recording. Next on Kansas Public Radio. A concerto written in 1835 when she was only 13 years of age. The Piano Concerto in A Minor by Clara Schumann, with Howard Shelley as conductor and pianist, alongside the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 3 p.m. Time for me to say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Watson. It's been another fun afternoon. Hope you enjoyed the music today. There'll be more at noon tomorrow. Tonight at 7, catch this evening's Classics Live and also an hour of classical music with Kay McIntyre from 8 to 9 p.m. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at flinthillsdiscovery.org.